Children, do you know what special kind of worship service we're going to have today? Yes?
The Holy Supper.
The Holy Supper, that's right. And so the question is, why does the Lord tell us in the Word to have the Holy Supper? In the story, I'm going to read it from the Gospel of Luke. You can listen for when the Lord says, do this, because he's going to say after that, do this, he's going to tell us why we should do this. Do this Holy Supper. So here's the story in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22. And the day of unleavened bread came, in which the Passover must be slaughtered. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go, prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat. And they went and found as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with longing I have longed to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. And taking bread, he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. So, did you hear what the Lord said? Do this. Why? What did he say? Yes?
He said it for remembering.
That's right. Very good. Do this to remember me. That's what the Lord said. The Holy Supper is so that we can remember the Lord. Now, in the Holy Supper, what happens is the minister takes the cloth off of the Holy Supper things, which we keep on it to keep them clean. And then he takes the Holy Supper bread and he breaks it into pieces so that we can all share it. We can all have some. And then the people come forward and they kneel on the cushions by the railing. The minister goes down the line and he shares it with them. They all take some. The bread is made out of whole wheat flour and olive oil and water and salt. And that's all that's in it. Very simple kind of bread. And then, yes?
Isn't that unleavened bread?
Yes, it's unleavened. That means it has no yeast in it. Most bread has yeast, but not Holy Supper bread. And then the minister takes the pitcher that has wine in it and pours it into the cup. And he brings the cup around for everyone to take a little drink. So everybody can pick up some bread and everybody can have a drink of the wine. And the Lord gives us Holy Supper this way. Now, one of the things that makes the Holy Supper holy is that it's full of the Lord's love for us and his wisdom, that he teaches us how to live a good life. And it comes right down into something the Lord actually does for us. Namely, he gives us a meal, a little meal. He gives us something to eat. Because in the Holy Supper, we hear the story again like we just heard it. We see the bread and the wine and the cup. We actually hold the bread in our hands and we hold the cup in our hands. We smell the bread and we smell the wine and we taste it in our mouth. And then we eat it up and we drink it up and it becomes a part of us. Now when love, something you love and something you have wisdom about, come right down into actually doing something, that's called a use. And when it's true love from the Lord and true wisdom, then it's a holy use. Let's think of some examples. If you think of your parents, how much they love you, and you think about how much they know about you and about what's good for children growing up, then you think about all the things they do for you because they love you and because they know what's good for you. Like, for example, they make good food for you. Not junk, good food, something that really helps you be healthy. They give you a house to live in, a room and a bed, and clothes to wear. And they teach you how to be a good person so that other people like to be with you. They teach you how to work so you can be useful, because happiness comes in being useful. Your parents teach you the stories of the Word. They do so many things because they love you and because they're thinking about you all the time. So their love and their wisdom come down into actual doing things for you, which are called uses. Or you can think about it from your side. At Christmas time, you probably wanted, maybe thought about giving your mom a present. And you love her very much, and that's why you thought of it. And so you thought, well, what would my mother like? And then you thought, well, can I make something or can I buy something? How can I make something? How can I buy something? You thought about that carefully. And maybe you made something or maybe you bought something or someone bought it for you so that you could give it to her. And then you carefully wrapped it up and you wrote a tag that said, "To Mama, love from me." And you gave it to her and she opened it and she was happy and she loved you. And you can see that that is a use. You didn't just think about the fact, oh, I really love my mother. No, you actually did something for her. And that's a use. Or you can think about another way that we love our parents. We know that the Lord says, honor your father and your mother. We know that. So when our father or mother ask us to do something, we try to do it quickly, cheerfully, and as well as we can, because that way we're honoring our parents and we're honoring the Lord who gave us that commandment. A wonderful thing about uses is when you actually do something, it makes your love stronger and it makes your wisdom clearer because you understand how to do it better. Whereas if you don't do it, you just say, well, maybe later, then that love goes away. That wisdom goes away. You forget how to do those things because you're focusing on something else that you are actually doing. So when you do something useful, it makes you a stronger person, a better person. Now, the Lord does so many uses for us all the time, every single minute. Boys, can you stop that? Thanks. The Lord does so many things for us all the time that we forget about Him. We don't remember Him because we just sort of take it for granted. You know, He's giving us our life right this minute. He's giving us thoughts in our minds and feelings. He does everything for us. And so the Lord gave us the Holy Supper so that we can actually remember Him. It's a special way that we remember Him when we actually receive bread and wine from Him. And the bread corresponds to His love for us. And the wine corresponds to His wisdom that He teaches us how to be a happy person, how to be a good person. When we eat that bread and wine, that corresponds to actually taking His love and His wisdom into us so that we can love each other as ourselves and so that we can learn how to be good people, useful, happy people, helping each other the way the Lord wants us to, the way the Lord does. And that's also when we love each other the way the Lord loves us and we follow His word, that's also the very best way to remember the Lord, isn't it? So that's why the Lord says that He gives us the Holy Supper so that we can remember Him. Amen.